Hey everyone, this is Stevie Castanon from MusicalTribe.com, and today I'm speaking with the very talented indie sugar folk pop singer-songwriter frontwoman from Norway, Sin Eileen. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing well, thanks. I noticed you on SoundCloud because you had this unusual profile picture, which is basically a close-up shot of you holding up your fingers in the L shape against your forehead, which here in the United States means loser. Is that what you were trying to get across, or does that stand for love or licorice or something?
It means lovely. Nah, just kidding. Actually, it was just a fun photo shoot, and that was one of the shots we did at the end as a joke, but it's the one I was most happy with. So
because that one really stands out.
It's like, you're listening to my music? Gosh, what a loser you are.
You did a tour of Norway and the UK. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I met my bandmates in Liverpool, though they're all Norwegian, because we went to school together there. And so it was natural for us to do a tour in the UK as well. And we did that in collaboration with this other Norwegian band and a record label called Lazy Acre Records that we worked with for some time. And that was fun. And then we went to Norway and did some tours here when we could, and we're going a bit back and forth, but I've relocated to Norway now because school's over.
What's the music scene like there in Norway? Is there a music scene for your type of music?
I don't know yet. There is and there isn't. The feedback we get from each gig is very positive and encouraging, but it's a bit different from most of the stuff that's out there on the music scene in Norway right now. Norwegians are more melancholic, I guess. Yeah. It's probably easier to be happy in California, though, to be fair. I mean, you have the sun all the time. It's just like, I don't remember what daylight looks like.
Right, right.
No, it's lovely in Norway. You should come here and visit her sometime.
Hopefully I'll get to come out there and see your band.
Yeah, of course.
How would you describe your music?
We usually just say quirky pop, because it's a quick way to describe it. It's pop music, but with a little bit of a quirky edge to it, I guess.
Do people ever compare you to other bands?
Yeah, we've been compared a bit to Regina Spektor, mm-hmm, and Lenka, and Feist. And there's this Norwegian artist called Marit Larsen. We've been compared to her as well.
Yes, yeah. I could definitely hear the Feist in there.
Yeah, cool.
You've got, you know, songs like Closet, Cuckoo, which are a little different from the other songs I've heard, like So Typical and Kinda Perfect. You know, you've got these upbeat, kind of quirky songs, and you have these kind of straight ahead indie pop songs. So which direction do you see yourself going? Are you going to split yourself between the two types of sounds, or are you going to be favoring one over the other?
Oh, well, the So Typical song and the Kinda Perfect song, it's probably, those are two of the very first songs we did together as a band. So we've kind of developed a bit musically towards the Closet and the Cuckoo and stuff.
So that was kind of like the origin of where you started, and then you kind of just naturally progressed into this type of upbeat, quirky pop, as you call it.
Yeah, I mean, we do some on SoundCloud. I mean, we only have demos there, but we do some slower songs as well, more acoustic ones. But we just haven't gotten around to recording that many of them yet. Or there is this one demo that's probably the lowest quality, because that's the one I did in my bedroom, called "I Got You."
So that's the acoustic. It's a really mellow, kind of introspective song.
Yeah, we do some of that as well, though.
Like So Typical and Kinda Perfect, it reminded me of some of these older 80s indie pop bands. I don't know if you've heard of Altered Images or...
Oh, yeah. Our teacher compared us to that one as well. I was like,
And especially The Primitives, actually. They're a British indie pop band from the 80s. You should really check them out because it's got that straight-ahead sound. I think you do well in both, actually. Out of all your songs, which songs are you most emotionally connected to?
Probably Pockets. It's this love song that starts happy and then it sounds like they're going to break up, and then it's happy again. And it's a true story. Sorry, I had to say that childishly, otherwise it would be too honest.
Where do you get most of your creative inspiration from?
I don't know.
Life. It just kind of flows out of you?
Yeah. I mean, we're all creative in some way or another. I just write songs.
You just spit them out, huh?
Yeah. Usually, you know, when I start writing a song, I tend to just make up words somewhere between Norwegian and English. And, I mean, mostly English, but it's just gibberish.
Which you call Norwenglish, right?
Yeah, first it's Norwenglish, then it's gibberish, and then it's English. And then it's real English after that.
That's some good gibberish.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I think it's easier to write in English because, I mean, it's easier to be more honest when it's in another language. I don't think of how direct I am sometimes when it's in a different language than I probably would if I wrote in Norwegian.
Is it easier to sing in English for you? Is it, I don't want to say poetic because it's not a poetic language, but you have a preference for singing in English, I take it.
Well, Norwegian has a lot of different accents, but the accent I speak is very staccato. So yeah, in a way it is easier to speak, to sing English because, I mean, there's a lot of T's and S's in my language.
Now, your song Closet, which is one of my favorites, tell me, what is that song about?
Well, I didn't really think of it at first, but after the first time we performed that song, someone came up to me and asked me, like, is your brother gay or something? Because it's like, it's time to come out, bro. And I was like, oh gosh, he's going to be so mad at me. No, it's not about that. I don't want to give too much away, but it's basically just about someone not being too good at showing what they're thinking or, yeah, being emotionally available or whatever.
Kind of walk me through the creation of that song and how it was born. Did it start with just you writing lyrics or was that a collaboration with your band?
Oh, that was definitely a collaboration. It was actually, it's one of the weirdest songs we've written, not because the song in itself is so weird, but the process was very weird. I came to Marius, which is keys player, and I showed him these two ideas for songs that I had, basically, because it was one song, one verse in one key and this other chorus in this other key. And he was like, we can put these together. That could work. And then the lyrics came after that. And I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why it just sounds so fresh to me. And it's like, you know, a lot of songs are predictable. A lot of pop songs, at least here, it's almost like a formula. But that song sounds very fresh. It sounds very original. And that really caught my ear. Is that your most popular song?
On gigs, it is, yeah, definitely amongst the top three anyway.
Are you very critical of your own work? Are you a perfectionist?
Yes and no. I mean, no, not a perfectionist, but I never really like my own songs. I just, yeah, no, it's just like, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I like them. I don't love them. I mean.
How good do you think you are? Do you say, you know what, God, I'm not that good? Or you're like, yeah, I'm hot stuff, man.
Ah, well, it depends on how you see it. Like, if you have the whole package, like, performance-wise and lyric writing. Song. I think lyric writing is my strongest part, probably.
And you play guitar, right?
Yeah, but a bit shit. I mean, sorry for saying shit.
No, please. This is not a family show.
I use it good. Okay. Parents, hide your children. I'm going to say it again, probably. Yes, can't help it. In Norway, we say it all the time. I'm sorry. No, I usually just use the guitar as a songwriting tool just to, you know, have an idea of what chords I use and stuff, and kind of just to accompany myself when I'm showing the songs to the musicians.
You know, obviously, band practices can be pretty frustrating. How is it playing upbeat and quirky songs and going through a long, frustrating band practice. What's that like?
Well, we don't
trying to be fun and then, you know, just getting into it at band practice, or is it just all roses there when you guys practice?
I'm not going to lie. We've had some shitty band. See, I didn't. Okay, we've had some not so good band practices. Not a lot, though. Usually we come in there, and if we're all in a bad mood, it tends to go better as soon as we've done a few rounds of hey, yay, yay, oh, stuff.
Yes, I would imagine that would loosen you up.
Yeah, it usually helps. But we have, I mean, of course, we're not perfect. Sometimes it's been tough. But then we just do this zombie thing and maybe eat some chocolate and take a break. And then come back and try to do better. And usually it works.
Of course. Chocolate makes it better.
You know, chocolate makes everything better.
Tell me about your worst gig. There's got to be one gig that was just horrible. Not so much music-wise, or maybe music-wise, but do you have one that stands out?
Worst gig ever as a singer was when I was 14, and I was singing with a children's choir at a school recital thing. Uh-huh. And this little boy just sings something completely wrong when it's completely quiet, and he goes, "La la la, oi!" And right there is my cue to start singing the first solo in the verse. And I just burst out laughing, and I stood there for a good 60 seconds at least, but it felt like 2 hours, laughing, 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 and I couldn't not laugh. And the pianist wanted to skip ahead to the next chorus, but the one directing, she, which happened to be my mom, by the way, she was like, "No, she's got to sing the verse."
The show must go on.
Yeah. And, well, I started singing again, but it was very, very hard not to laugh again. We also had a shitty, I am so sorry.
No, you could say shitty. I'll even say it with you. Shitty.
Okay, we had a shitty with the band not too long ago, about 6 months ago. The venue was a bit crappy.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, the sound was so bad, it was feeding all throughout the gig. And when we had gone halfway and played 3 songs, I just wanted to get up and leave. But I was just, you know what, it's going to sound crap. Okay, now we know that. We've established the fact that this is not going to be a well-sounding gig. Uh-huh. So let's keep playing and joke with it. And we did. And it actually was a lot of fun towards the end anyway.
That's called being pro.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, probably. But if there had been any music industry pros there, they probably would have left for right. song anyway.
Right. Now, do you get nervous when you play?
Yes. And it depends. If I know the audience, like if I know there's going to be some music industry people there, I tend to get a lot more nervous. But yeah, that tends to make me shit my pants a little. And there we go again.
And so are you a signed band or are you independent?
No, we're not signed. We have worked with a record label, but it was more like they describe themselves as the training bra of record labels. So, we're currently not working with anyone. We're looking for a good deal. But at the moment, it's a bit scattered because some of the guys are in Liverpool for another few months.
Uh-huh. So.
We're kind of going to wait till summer to label shop for real.
So do you have any plans to come to the United States?
Well, yeah, if you pay the bill, I'll come tomorrow. No, not any set in stone plans, but yeah, we would definitely love to come play.
Then have you ever been to the United States?
Yeah, I have.
What part?
Well, I went to on a school trip when I was 17 to California and Utah and Arizona and Tijuana in Mexico.
That is random.
Yeah, a bit random. Yeah, no, it was pretty cool, actually. We just had to see all the sites we could cram into 2 weeks, so it was pretty cool. Got to see Vegas and not gamble. Get some prostitute cards that we
You know, they hand those things out like crazy there.
Yeah, it was cool. The guy started, collecting them and see who could get the most. It was the Pokemon cards of the 17-year-olds. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yes, that's Vegas for you. What do you think about today's current pop acts? Like the big acts. What do you think of the state of music today? You've got your Miley, you've got, the stuff that's
Oh, Miley.
really popular.
I don't know. I mean,
The commercial stuff.
I love Katy Perry. I think Miley sings very nice.
Can you twerk?
I don't know. I've tried to, but I can't really see my butt that well when I'm trying. So I mean, and I don't want to do that in public either. So
Not yet,
I
not
haven't
yet
tried
in your
it on stage.
career.
No, I need a professional training first. So
Fair enough.
2 years from now, I'll be good at twerking, but then something else will have taken over, so it will have been wasted anyway, so.
Now, what decade do you think has the best music or had the best music?
Of course, it's today. I mean,
Besides you, of course.
we can listen to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and all the new stuff. We're very lucky. I don't know. I mean, I'm a 90s kid, so that's when I started discovering music. But, I can listen to music from the 1800s as well as listening to music from 2014. I mean, it's just as fun.
So it's all good.
Yeah, it's a very difficult question. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I have these very weird moods when I want to dress up like Audrey Hepburn and just listen to, music from the 60s.
And sing Moon River.
Yeah, oh, I always do that by my window. I have this awesome window where I can sit on this, looking over the view of the city and sing Moon River.
That would make a good selfie.
Yeah, it would. I should do that. That's good. I'm gonna
You
do that tonight.
should.
Yeah. Look at my Instagram, Sin Eileen.
A
Self.
pensive selfie. Who would you like to collaborate with?
Ooh. Any non-douches left in the music industry?
Are there?
I have already met a few, actually, so I'm still hopeful. Yeah.
So nobody famous, no one just.
I think that a lot of famous people are non-douches. I think the douchiest douches will probably have to be the, B celebrities, like the almost famous ones.
The D celebrities for douche.
Yeah, douche. Douche celebrity. I think you have to have your feet, I mean, to be somewhat grounded to be able to maintain a certain level of, I don't know, professionalism.
Are you working on any new music right now?
Always.
So, are you working on solo material or are you writing songs in anticipation of the return of your band?
Both, I guess. Yeah. Some I'm just writing songs and then trying to see what will fit best with what later on, I guess.
Do you have a lot of songs that you've written or do you have this vast collection of unreleased stuff?
Well, I have this idea when I write a song that the poop needs to come out for the flowers or something. If you like, I always write songs, I mean, as much as I can, but sometimes I know this is not going to be a good song, but I just have to finish it because when I finish that one, maybe the next one will, I mean, it will make space for the next one.
Right. Yeah, that's a good philosophy. You just got to get the bad ones out of the
Yeah, one
way.
of the teachers called it songwriting diarrhea. So I do write a lot of songs, but it is mostly crap.
What kind of teacher did you have? Now, you went to school at the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts, right?
Yeah.
That was founded by Paul McCartney, right?
Yeah.
And are you guys
Yeah,
besties?
of course. I mean, me and Paul hang out all the time. He probably remembers my name. Don't think he does.
Does he like stop by the school and.
he has. I mean, he did a master class once, and he always like all students shake his hand at graduation.
Oh,
So,
wow.
when I went to shake his hand, I thought, wow, he has. First, I thought, wow, that was surprisingly smooth hands. And then I thought, man, think of all the germs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Plus, you know, after that, I was like, I just shook Paul McCartney's hand and he kissed me on the cheek. Oh my God.
You had a smooch too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that so I bet that was worth the price of tuition.
Don't tell us why.
That's right. Yes, I think Paul McCartney is, in my opinion, the greatest songwriter ever.
Yeah.
So, as I wrap up here, I want to ask you some personal questions, and don't overthink these questions.
Uh-oh. Okay, wait. I just need to sit down. Okay, I'm good.
You just fall over?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so tell me, what is the best makeout song?
Oh, man. I don't know. I would say something really sad. Like something that
Something
would make the
sad.
girl cry, because that makes her want to be loved, you know?
Then I take it you like to cry when you make out.
Yeah, like all the time. No, I don't know. I don't know
Fair
why I said
enough.
that. I don't know, something beautiful that just makes you think like, oh, this is so nice.
Now, what three songs would you want played at your funeral?
Probably something like, come on, Eileen.
Of course.
Of course. And I don't know. Have you heard the song Great GMF by John Grant?
No.
Well, it basically goes off, I'm the greatest mother that you're ever gonna
Sounds good.
meet. Yeah, that would be
That'll
cool.
shake him up at the funeral.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, that'd be
Now,
cool.
what annoys you most?
I don't know, airports. There are always people at airports that annoy
So,
me.
I guess douchebags in airports.
Yeah, but usually I'm the douchebag in the airport because I get very annoyed by myself being this annoyed. And then I think, man, I'm being a douche. And then I'm like, wow, I'm glad I'm traveling alone. But I'm not always traveling alone. When I'm not traveling alone, I feel sorry for the people going with me.
Oh gosh. Now, what's your favorite sound?
Maybe the sound of a
A
kazoo.
kazoo? Okay, that's appropriate. Do you play the kazoo?
It's, yeah, of course, I'm a kazoo master. I mean,
Nice.
it's my number one instrument. No, it's only the greatest sound ever when you're making it yourself. Because
Beautiful.
then you know you're having so much fun and the people around you kind of want to kill you.
Yeah, the kazoo is a very hard instrument to master.
Yeah, it is. Years of practice.
Well, thanks for talking with me, and why don't you tell everyone where they could find you on the web?
www.sywnneilen.com or Facebook, Sin Eileen.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for talking with me.